Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to John in Maspeth. What's up, John?
What's up? Yeah, so preface this, you know, I'm actually not a Jets fan. I'm a 49ers fan. Been a fan of 49ers since I was a little kid. Since my dad's cousin got drafted by them and whatnot and played for them.
But, nice.
Yeah, you guys actually probably know him. I just don't want to say his name on the air.
That's
all
good.
Just a little hint. He picked off Boomer Esiason in the Super Bowl. So it won't be hard to look up.
Wow. Nice. Okay.
So anyways, Woody Johnson does not care about you Jets fans, all right? Listen up. The Jets have not made the playoffs since 2011. The team was worth $1.1 billion. Today, they're worth $9.1 billion. The team's gone up $8 billion in value since they last played a playoff game. Mm. They go up $1.5 million a day. He's not selling the team. He's making money hand over fist. And I just hate to break it to you Jets fans, but I feel bad for you.
Well, John.
So bad that in this upcoming draft, you guys should actually just draft two quarterbacks. Use your first and second round pick, because this is a very deep quarterback draft. There's about 10 quarterbacks that are projected to go in the first two or three rounds.
Yeah.
Why not just go draft two of them, since you guys, you know, suck at drafting quarterbacks?
Just throw two against the wall.
Right.
Believe it or not.
It's not a bad philosophy. I wouldn't go first and second round. But if you go first and third or fourth,
well,
why not?
Two pieces of history on this. Number one, the Washington, then Redskins, famously did this. Yep. When they traded up and drafted RG3. Mm-hmm. And then a few rounds later, drafted Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
So ultimately, the guy they picked later turned out to be their answer for a period of time. And the other thing that
he was their quarterback. They shouldn't have gotten rid of him.
Kirk Cousins?
Yes.
No, you're probably right. I mean, I don't know. If Jaden Daniels is healthy, I guess worked out.
How many years after that is this?
No, I know.
That was 2012, dude.
A lot of Sam Howell and Heineke games.
How many years was it between Cousins to Daniels? 4 or 5 years? 3 or 4 years? Wasn't that long.
No.
Hasn't been that long. 10 years? Hasn't been 10 years. It's been like 5, 6 years.
He was drafted in 2012.
No, but I'm talking about when they moved on from him.
So they moved on in
2018.
So it's been like 6 years between
7 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
It's a long time. He'd be the guy in waiting for Jaden Daniels to take his job.
No, you're probably right about that.
Because he's still playing.
Yeah. He did 6 seasons without between.
That's a long time. I'll give you that.
Really long time.
The other team that thought about doing this, and I have seen this documented in numerous places, is that when the Niners picked Alex Smith over Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers began to drop,
yeah,
that if Rodgers was there with the first pick in the second round, they were considering taking him.
They should have done it.
Well, they never got the chance, in fairness.
But they should have moved up and done it.
That would have been badass.
Because Alex Smith was not.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He didn't work out at the beginning, but then he was fine, but you would have moved on from him.
Well, look, I mean, Alex Smith ended up having a really nice NFL career, right. But Aaron Rodgers is an all-time great.
You would have moved on from him.
Yeah. He would have ended up somewhere else quickly.
Right.
Yeah, John's joking and he's being a jerk, but he's not crazy with that opinion. And I kind of said that earlier about take a quarterback every year till you find the right guy,
right.
Which is why last year when they decided, well, we signed Justin Fields, we're good, to not draft the Shedeur Sanders when he dropped numerous times, to not consider Jackson Dart, who was right there at 7 in the first round.
Yeah.
Like, they should have brought a quarterback in. Right. Why the hell not? Just because you didn't nail it one year doesn't mean you won't nail it the year after. Let's go to Mike in Manhattan. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, boys? How we doing?
All's well.
I gotta check in with my pumpkin boy, Sean, over there. How we doing?
I'm good. You just made me choke on water with that.
You know, as I was kicking back on Sunday, enjoying my Daisy's French onion dip, watching the Colts go up and down the field three straight times, you know, I couldn't help but think of you, buddy, and still think the Colts aren't in the top five.
For teams likely to win the Super Bowl? No.
That tone isn't necessary. They're a pretty good team.
I mean, they have the best record right now in the AFC. Can't you give them some respect?
No, I think the Colts are playing really good football. But the idea that in January the Colts are going to be in the same stratosphere playing football with the Kansas City Chiefs, who are coming on with Rashee Rice, I mean, take a lap and get serious.
The Indianapolis Colts currently have the best record in football.
That's great, and they should be proud of that.
So what our last caller is asking is that, I think it was a week ago, you did a Cinco de Five-O of teams. How did you phrase it?
The top five most likely Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, I think what he's asking for is respect.
Okay, if you want my respect.
They're 6-1. No one's saying that you have to pick them to win the Super Bowl, but how about showing them some love?
So unlike Evan, who thinks in baseball, just get in, anything could happen, I do not believe that the Colts. Okay, you know what? This will be my caveat. They're a top five team if you're assuming some of these big quarterbacks in the AFC get hurt. Other than that, no, they have no shot to win the Super Bowl.
Now, the reason he says that is because he doesn't like Daniel Jones.
No, I like Daniel. Stop that. I was the one that liked them.
I have to play you audio of Daniel Jones. I don't know if you caught from Sunday. Badass.
What'd he say?
Are you ready for this?
Let's hear it.
So Daniel Jones was being interviewed after the game and was asked basically about, no one really thought this team was going to be any good.
Who the hell didn't think this team was going to be good? Are you serious?
You thought they were going to be good?
Of course I thought
this
they were going to.
Six
they
and
have
one?
A great offensive line. They have one of the better running backs in football, and they have a very good defense. For the last 2 years, they've been a quarterback away from being competent. And when they signed Daniel Jones, I said, they're going to be good.
Maybe you were right. I'm just saying in general, they're over-under with 7.5. They were kind of considered a middling team.
Yeah, that's because people sleep on Shane Steichen. They think he's not a good coach.
Maybe you're right.
Shane Steichen was saddled with a horrific first-round draft pick at quarterback who doesn't know how to prepare and to be an NFL quarterback. And so they struggled. And by the way, they almost made the postseason. So
yeah, they won eight games last year.
What the hell are people talking about?
I think it was probably a lack of belief in Daniel Jones.
Yeah, but that's just them. That's hate on Daniel Jones. That was unfair to them.
But that's not like just the I can't say everybody, because obviously you believed in the Colts. I'm sure some people did. Our last caller did. I guess the over-under just saying they're a 7.5 win team, like their Super Bowl odds. Right. They weren't given a lot of respect. They weren't supposed to be bad by any stretch.
Fifth easiest schedule in the NFL.
And they won eight games last year with Richardson as their quarterback.
Boy, you guys are bashing poor Evan Washburn. I mean, it was just a guy asking a question. Evan Washburn, who shares my namesake, was literally asking. In fact, you know what? I'm not going to describe it anymore. Here's Evan's question, and listen to the badassness of Daniel Jones's answer, which I thought was really, really cool. Like, Daniel Jones was always a very quiet, humble guy here.
Yeah.
But you're about to hear a very different Daniel Jones. Take a listen.
Not that you care, but those of us on the outside, I think, are a little surprised at just how well this team is playing to start the season. What do we need to know about this group that maybe we didn't know going into the year?
I don't know. Sounds like y'all didn't know much, but we're just going to keep going, keep working, and we have a lot of confidence. I think we have a lot of good players.
It was quick, but y'all didn't know much. I thought that was badass. I couldn't imagine Daniel saying that here in New York.
I don't remember people saying this was going to be bad.
Not bad, probably more mediocre.
They won eight games last year with a non-quarterback.
Yeah, Anthony Richardson started 11 of those games. Joe Flacco started the rest.
What am I missing, Sean?
Yeah,
there were people picking them to win the division for sure. Now, nobody thought they'd
be 6-1.
They almost
won it last year.
I get that maybe nobody thought they'd be the number one seed in the AFC.
Come on. This is Daniel Jones hate. So Evan should have just said people didn't believe in you. Not the team, in you.
Oh, by the way.
Because Shane Steichen was a good coach last year. They won eight games with a shell of a quarterback, and they still almost made the postseason.
Yeah.
They still almost won the division. And Daniel Jones, who's a good quarterback when he's healthy, joins them. I don't get that. It's not like you need a superstar to be your quarterback in order to make the postseason. Everybody has this dumb narrative that that's the way that you get there. It's not. You got to have good coaching and good depth, and most importantly, a good offensive line, which they do.
I just wanted to give DJ some credit for being a badass. No,
I'm annoyed by the question because he said it wrong.
Okay.
It's not nobody didn't know it. They didn't believe in you, Daniel Jones. That's the problem.
Yeah,
and that's people who don't know Daniel Jones.
And that would have been even more badass if Daniel's response to that was,
right.
Well, y'all don't know me.
Right.
Also, the Colts did. Now, we thought all summer that he had the inside track. They did have a quarterback competition, so maybe also that muddied people's predictions, too, because we didn't even have that settled.
No,
they at least entered August with one, though, Tiki.
No, they didn't really. It was over. I think in 2 weeks, it was over. They knew from jump it was over.
Right. And by the way, I agree with you, but at the beginning of August, when everybody's making predictions, at that time, from the outside, we weren't sure who was starting.
I got very nervous, because as Tiki is showing how pissed off he is,
it's just annoying that question is annoying to me.
I went to my personal NFL prediction document that I created, like I'm doing for the NBA, to see, okay, was I right?
Yeah.
Can I tell you my Colts prediction?
You probably had them good.
Thank God. 9-8.
Yeah.
Phew.
And by the way, that's what I thought.
Okay.
They're going to win like 9, maybe 10 games. They won 8 the year before.
No, you're right.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Gio.
Boomer and Gio is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Gio, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.